Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. Today we're going to be talking about Bishop Noel Jones and his wife. If you're not familiar, Noel Jones is the pastor of the City of Refuge Church in California. On Monday, August 14th, his wife was attacked by a woman. I'm going to go ahead and play this video and I'll come back with the rest of my thoughts.
Yeah, that's her.
She gave my daughter cancer for stalking us for over a year. That's why I did that.
My name is Regina Adams, and I'm the one who punched Loretta Jones in the face. I have filed police reports, I have emailed the church, and most recently, in the past year, I found out that she was the one that has been orchestrating all the attacks, paying for all the attacks against me and my daughter.
Regina Adams said she punched Loretta Jones in the face because she gave her daughter cancer. I guess the first question that I have is, where was security, and how did this woman get close enough to punch the pastor's wife? So after reading on this story a little bit, Regina Adams is saying that Loretta Jones was paying people to do drugs around her and her daughter. Regina Adams is also saying that Loretta Jones is paying people to smear them, creating these attacks. So let's get deeper into the story. So Regina Adams thinks her daughter has cancer of the uterus. Regina Adams said that her daughter have been having multiple periods in a month, and she's been booking appointments to see the OBGYN. That is a sad story, and I pray to her daughter as well. But one thing I don't understand is why people are having these manic episodes, these mental health issues, and are deciding to get on the internet and record themselves. Where are the families? I don't understand how this could happen. You can tell from the outfit that she was wearing when she went in the church to punch Loretta Jones in the face that she's going through something mentally. You can also tell from the video that she posted that she's going through something mentally. And a lot of people are making jokes about this, stuff like that. And honestly, I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's funny. Mental health is a very, very serious thing. And the sad part about it, people are not getting the help that they need. People would rather jump online and record themselves saying these outlandish, crazy things instead of going and get the help that they need. It's a really sad situation that people are making a mockery of this. People are jumping online and making fun of Miss Loretta Jones, you know, because whatever issues they have with Christianity in the church, they're making it seem like the problems that they had with other churches and their experience in the church is making this justifiable for this woman to punch this lady in the face. And that's crazy to me. But we need to normalize checking on our family members. We need to normalize admitting that a family member might be crazy, might need a little extra help, because if your family member is giving you signs they've threatened to kill themselves, they've threatened to kill other people, and they act a certain way around their children or whatever, stop worrying about what everybody else is going to think. Because if you worry about what everybody else is going to think instead of getting the person help, it could go a lot worse. And the fact that this happened in a church to a first lady doesn't make any sense to me. A lot of people saying it's for the internet. She just did that to go viral and stuff like that. And even if that's true, that is still a mental health crisis. To be able to walk into a church and punch a first lady in the face, for you to go to jail for assault, to go viral, is still a mental health crisis. And if you read a little bit more of the story, the lady has said that she's been sending the church emails, trying to meet with the bishop and everything like that. And that might be a little bit of obsession as well. There are some crazed fans who will stalk people, who will run up in their house and everything. Slim Thug, he just dealt with something like that, where he's got multiple restraining orders and stuff like that. But Regina Adams punched 54-year-old Loretta Jones in the face. And her reasoning behind doing it is because her daughter have had multiple periods in 1 month. She thinks her daughter has cancer of the uterus, and she believes that Loretta Jones gave it to her. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. Check on your family. Pray every day, because the world is crazy. Until next time, I'm out.